Let me give you another word. Yet. Yet. I don't have it yet.
Come on.
I haven't found a way to get set free from this yet. I don't see how it's going to work out yet. See, timing your testimony. Don't tell it too early, because you don't know what God is going to do in chapter 8. See, it's like the timing of God is so amazing. And every time you tell yourself a story about the things that God did then, and you bring it into the presence of what you need him to do now, he said, give her back what belongs to her. Say it out loud. Peace belongs to me.
Peace belongs to me.
I am a child of God.
Joy belongs to me.
I am a child of God.
Freedom is my inheritance.
I am a child of God.
I belong
because I believe
I am a child of God.
Tell yourself that story.
Preach the gospel to yourself.
If Gehazi can rehearse the great things that God has done, who was a leper and a scoundrel, can't you? And can you trust God's timing enough to give him the mic and believe what he speaks? That though the vision tarry, wait for it, for it has an appointed time. It's taking me a while to understand that God's timing is created to increase my trust in him. Whether that's the fourth watch of the night or whether that's the fourth day after I have lost something that I love. And God gives you these little gifts. What are yours? Have you told anybody that part of your story? Or are you so consumed with your present struggle that you have stopped rehearsing your past victories?
Thank you, God.
I know I've told you this before, but can I tell you one thing that happened to me? Stand up, it'll pressure me to close. I can't tell you all of these things, but do y'all remember me telling you in 2016 how I was on vacation with the family near Charleston? Went over to the farmer's market. You know this story. All right, well, I'm gonna tell it for somebody else. It's too good not to tell you. I'm at the farmer's market. You want the whole story? I'm at the farmer's market with Holly because she dragged me there. I don't go to farmer's markets of my own volition. I wanted a farmer's market. But I went, not knowing why. But I got there, and you were there. Whole family was there. This girl comes walking over to us from, she had a, what do you call it? Confection, cupcakes and stuff? Bakery, a bakery stand at the farmer's market. She was so nice. Her name was Addie Mae. She came up and said, I want to give your family some sugar. Kids hyper. But she said, I love your podcast. Can I get a picture? I was more than happy to do that. But, you know, at the same time, I looked like a bum. I was kind of worried that I wouldn't look too good in the selfie. She said something that I thought was kind of weird. She said, my pastor is going to be so jealous. And I said, for me, that we met? She said, yeah, he loves you. I said, tell your pastor. I said, hi, what's his name? She said his name. I said, that's great. Tell him I said hi. She said, I'm going to go tell him right now. I'm going to go call him. And she called him. She came back over with the cupcakes because we were about to leave. She said, my pastor said that we actually invited you to preach at our church this week. about a year ago, and your office declined because they said that you were on family vacation. And so I was like, well, they weren't lying. I'm right here on family vacation. And she said, but all the same, you should come over to our holy convocation this week. I said, no, I said vacation, not convocation. This is a holy vacation. Let me tell you, it's a whole different rhythm. And but just to be polite or whatever, I took the dates. She wrote it out on my card, the church name, all this stuff. And I'm telling you a story for a reason. I promise I am. The Lord told me to tell you this story. And sometimes I have to do this just to remember, because I have moments where I wonder, is God really ordering my steps? Or is this random? So I have to tell myself these stories of times where God made, like, at the right moment. Can you remember one where God brought at the right moment? Raise your hand if you can remember one, just even one. Right. That's a testimony. And we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. That's what Jesus has done. And the word of our testimony. Now remember what Graham said. There is only so much God can do. Yes, he can do anything, but he will not tell your testimony for you. That is your story. That is your testimony. That is your choice to believe. So she writes down the name of the church, and she says, on this night, so-and-so speaking, on that night, so-and-so speaking, and this night, so-and-so speaking. The last one that she put on my card, I think on the Friday night, she said, this guy's speaking, and I had always wanted to hear him preach. So all of a sudden, I'm like, well, maybe I will go over there, you know, and I'm kind of glad I met her. And I had somebody in my office call over to the church and see if that pastor was coming on that night, and he was. And the pastor said he wanted us to meet and hang out. Whatever, that's not the point. Okay, so let me get to the point. So the day of the, I'm going to go over to the church comes, and I get a text from my assistant says, the pastor who was going to come, he can't come. He had a back injury. I'm telling you, the voice of God is much louder than a shout. Because a shout, you can put some AirPods in and noise cancel. But when God speaks to you, you can't do anything with it. Either obey it or be miserable. So in that moment, I knew you need to call that pastor that Addie Mae gave you the card and offer to go over there and preach tonight. And so I'm going through my mind, like it's been 2 or 3 weeks that since I've been in my own pulpit, I'm like, I don't know that I remember any Bible verses because I don't always read the Bible every day on vacation. So I'm like, well, I'll call and, you know, it'll be like, I'll just put out a fleece like Gideon, Lord. And in fact, the first thing I said, I'll get my assistant to call. And the Lord was like, no, you do it. So I'm like, oh, I don't know the number of the church. I just know the name. And the Lord said, Google. I call the church. The pastor doesn't answer. Nobody answers. I leave some message. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So I offered Isaac on the altar and he didn't want him. I'm going back to the beach. I leave this weird message on the phone. I say, hey, this is Stephen Furtick. Pastor of Elevation Church. I'm out here on vacation. I met a girl named Addie Mae, and I heard your speaker canceled tonight, and I was just calling to see if you needed a preacher or whatever, but I'm sure you don't, so have a nice day, and God bless, and Ephesians 3:20. So I hang up. About the time I can get my beach attire back on, I'm headed out to the beach. Phone rings, and it's the pastor. He said, this is Stephen Furtick. I said, yes, sir. He said his name, and he said, you really will come preach for us tonight? I said, yeah, I guess. I said, but I would tell you, I have no convocation clothes. I'm out here on vacation with my family. I look like Tom Hanks on Day 81 with Wilson out here. So it's just going to have to be. I said, I have the dressiest thing I have is Yeezys. And he said, I'll wear my Yeezys too if you'll come. I said, I'll come. I don't know what I'll preach, but I'll come. And when I got there that night and showed up to preach, I got to see Addie Mae, and then I got to see the pastor. And when I saw him, he had tears in his eyes. He said, after so many years in the ministry, several decades, he said, I never had the Lord answer a prayer as directly as he did today. He said, you were our first choice to come preach tonight. And I've done 3 funerals this week. When you called, the reason nobody answered the phone was because we were in a prayer meeting asking for God to send us a preacher to you. And I preached. And I don't know if it was any good, it didn't matter. The point was obedience. Point was obedience. Oh, not my obedience. Addie Mae's. Think about God. At just the time the Furticks are getting to the farmer's market, 30 more minutes, she would have packed up those cupcakes at just that moment. He said, the pastor said, you were my ram in the bush. Talking about Genesis with Abraham and Isaac. I like to tell that story to remind myself that God is going to bring things together in the right time, and I can trust him in that. I can trust him in that. But I want to tell you something that I never told my church before. About 2 years ago, I sent Chris Brown out to do some music with this amazing worship team called Maverick City Music. I said, you got to go out there. And when he came back, I wanted to know everything because there's such a great anointing on this ministry. I said, what is God doing? I said, it feels punk rock to me. Is it punk rock? He said, it's so punk rock for the Lord. And he said, but do you know about Chandler? Is Chandler back there? He said, do you know about Chandler? I said, yeah, that's the guy. He's amazing. What about him? He said, that was his dad's church. His dad was the pastor that you went and preached for in 2016 when Addie Mae invited you. And God gives you these moments. God gives you these moments. Or something that seems so small to you in one season. Then I find myself last year sitting in a room with Chandler and Naomi and Chris and writing a song called Gyra. A song that we weren't even trying to write. He was sitting at the piano and he just sang Gyra. I said, did you just say Gyra? He goes, and I said, have you ever said that in a song before? He said, no. I said, we're going to say it in this one. Gyra means we'll see to it. Jehovah, Gyra, that's what Abraham called the place where the Lord gave him a ram so he wouldn't have to sacrifice his son. And sometimes I need to remember and tell these stories to myself for when I'm wondering if God's gonna come through for me. If you've been feeling that lately, just lift your hands, because sometimes I need to remember that the same God who brought me to the farmer's market to meet Addie Mae so I could preach in my Yeezys at a holy convocation for a pastor I didn't know, whose son was a songwriter that I would later collaborate with to release a song that God would send into the hearts of millions of people. That God can be trusted. And at the right time, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, in due time, He will lift you up. Addie Mae's not here anymore on the earth. She was Chandler's nanny. And he lost her. But she brought us together. So she's right here. Some of the things that you've lost in your life, I feel God's presence. Give me one moment. Some of the things that you've lost in your life, God is not going to bring them back in the exact same way. He is going to restore them to you in a greater way than you have ever seen them before. And your only job in this is to look for the ram in the bush. Father, we've come into your presence today, not entitled, no, not at all, not thinking that we've been so good or so worthy or so perfect that we just deserve the blessings that you've given us. But we come to you on the merit of your grace toward us and our position in your heart as your children. I thank you, Lord, that our times are in your hands. And now is time for thee to work. It is time for thee to work. It is time for thee to work. We were in the land of the Philistines for 7 years, but we are coming back into your presence, the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to receive back that which you have spoken over our lives with interest. Lord, I thank you that even in this moment, you are restoring the hopes and the dreams and the sanity and the peace and the right mind of your children, restoring the years that the locusts have eaten, restoring the years that we wasted. We thank you, Lord, that you are bringing it all back, and that little by little, day by day, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land. It's time for thee to work, O Lord. We've done all we can. We've done all we know. It is time for thee. We want it back. We want your glory back. We want your joy back. We want our purpose back. We want our focus back. Our passion back. We want it back in the presence of a God who will freely give us all things. In the name of Jesus, we receive it.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.